thing. This is what there is in this. And if there was no human being, or there was no life on earth, and there was no life in the universe, this was what it was, right? But we discovered that in developed animals, something happens and they have a bigger domain. Includes existence and something more than that, which was the universe of dreams. It's bigger, isn't it? Because everything that exists could be there even more. Then, imagination. It's bigger. It will cover all. This is imagination. All these bigger fields should be managed. Then, it's more than that. When you learn enough about this, Rumi will take us somewhere which is non-existence. And there is no barrier for that. The eternal existence is non-existence. Everything that exists has been in non-existence and will go back in non-existence, and non-existence has enough room for everything. Everything that exists in the nanosecond differs from the other nanosecond, right? They all fit in non-existence. That's the thing later we learn. When we will talk about Fatur Vafina, the last step, remember? Not having and not being, not existing somehow. That's where we are headed. Because we realize that we have something more than animals. So we have more problem to take care of. We have to. Think about that one. It's easy and simple to say, okay, we are some sort of animal. We are misbehaving monkeys, a thing like that. This is oversimplification. It's more than that, and it's dangerous. Because there is something we know is there, and we have seen the effect of that stuff, and we're looking for it. Because have you ever seen an animal gazing to the beauty? No wasp will know the beauty of that orchid. We do. Because we know it's a trick, and we appreciate it. We love it more when we know it's like that. Because there is a trickery inside, but it's in the level of existence, survival, and other. No one hurts no one. But could you avoid the feeling inside when you see a tiger tearing apart a baby gazelle? What happens in you? Something happens that doesn't happen for the other gazelles. When they see the leopard or the lion get warm, they go back freezing because it's okay. Now he's feeding, it's not dangerous anymore. They don't care about it. Then we admire a little bit more developed one like elephants when they are crossing and they will see the remaining of the other elephants. They stop, they smell it, they try to use something. We know they have a very good memories. So they remember things. And all this will puzzle us to come back and look at us again. Because that cheating, that lying, is in the nature of this animal. But it's more than that. You know what it is? Simple. As simple as this. What is honesty? With the description, and naturally looking, there is no honesty. And there is no need for honesty. There has never been need for honesty before the human beings here. Right? But you understand the meaning of honesty. Where is this honesty? First of all, why do you think that honesty is beautiful? All the beauty comes from those cheatings. It's based on lies, right? But we know now. It's not like that. can we say, yes, honesty by itself is beautiful? We cannot even say that. Because we know that that statue, the famous one, I don't change the subjects because everyone goes through all the different debates, artistical debates about the beauty. That statue is not honestly representing a human being, David. There is a cheating in that. Did you know that? The hands are bigger than normal. Because that's the moment of decision for David to take them a very strange matter in hand, to go and fight the enemies which are not enemies, which are a part of him. It's like wrestling with yourself. So his hand is out of proportion intentionally. And that's cheating, right? But is there anyone who called Michelangelo a cheater for that masterpiece? Or Mozart, what is he doing? He's tricking your ears in a very special way to change your mood. We know that beauty is there. Then again, we know the beauty of image of honesty. When I say honesty, you don't think about the negative stuff. It's positive, right? Why? These are the subjects that we are studying. Last time, we saw this vizier doing something. What was it? Actually, Rumi literally said, this vizier, this cleverness, he played another trick. Remember the word? He used another trick. The trick was the word, remember? Makr. Yeah. Makr is a trick. Last time I told you, this makr, which is normally negative, when you translate it, it's almost always negative to other languages. Because you grasp that negativity. I know that because it is translated to Persian. Right? And the Iranians, they have problem with the with some special coaching in Quran. Wallahu khayrul makirin. The God is the best cheater. So it's not cheating. It's the trick I was talking about. It's a trick. Yes, Mozart knows how to play with these notes to make you stand still. Right? Some other jazz musician knows how to play the trick that you involuntarily move with it. There are tricks. We don't call them tricks. It's more than that. And it's more complicated. Do not forget that we cannot avoid the complication of art here. Beauty is the essence of all the spirituality. I say it because I'm graduated from fine arts school. Good. Why do you accept it? A part of, thank you, respecting me and some of these guys saying this. Why do you accept it? That here, the main thing, main subject is beauty.
Because that's the one thing we know about God.
Exactly. That's the only thing that we could know about God. Did you get it? Knowledge. There are two kinds of knowledge. There is a knowledge that comes from cause and effect and logic, you know, right? But there is another one that has no logic. Why God is beautiful? No, because we cannot imagine otherwise. That's simple. We don't know it, but we know it. We use the same thing when we talked about the sunset, right? Sunset is beautiful. Why is it beautiful? We don't know, but we know. We're sure. We are so sure that I don't need to change the example. Always I use it because I haven't seen anyone yet to dare to say, sunset is not beautiful. Because if someone said, sunset is not beautiful, we all turn around and say, you don't have the taste. That's what I like about art. You don't have to prove it. I was coming from a school of thought, very logical, mathematical, and philosophical. Did your mind about everything. When I wanted to go to art school, suddenly I realized that there is a domain that there is no proof. There is no way to prove the beauty. The only way to learn the beauty is to acquire the taste.